It's time now to talk with Larry Weber, and he's going to give us the latest on what's happening outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Excellent, thank you.
Did you get any snow this week?
I can't really talk about this week because I was gone for a good chunk of it, but we haven't had any in the last 36 hours.
Okay, I heard that the Grand Marais got some strong winds.
Yes, very.
Yeah, that's something to remember. Yeah, well, we had something similar, too. Since we last spoke, things have changed a great deal. You know, last time we talked about the record-setting days and so forth. Well, this time there was no record-setting. As far as warm, we did get some pretty chilly temperatures. The last three mornings, every one of them has been considerably below zero. The coldest I saw here Thursday morning, we hit about 18 below. The last 2 days have been about 13 below in the early morning, and right now it's gone up. We're going to be above zero most of the day today. So we are getting some really chilly weather. Now, what that has done is that taken a little play with the statistics of January of 2012, which was going on as being one of the warmest. And now we are no longer going to be breaking that record, so we're saved that embarrassment. However, we have a couple of others that I'm concerned about. One of them is the small amount of snow, of course, only about an inch and a half, depending on where you live around here, has been recorded. We did get a little snow this week. We got about a half inch of snow on Wednesday evening. But if you translate that into moisture, precipitation, we are only about a tenth of an inch. That is winter months are always dry, but that is exceptionally dry. And even by the winter standards, it's way below normal, something like one-fifth or one-sixth of what we normally would have by this time. So that's going to be one of concern, and it could go down on record as being one of the January of one of the least snow and least precipitation. Now, we do have some snow in the forecast for this weekend, especially tomorrow, but if it's like the snow we got on Wednesday, it doesn't really amount to much. Wednesday was a really fascinating day. We had temperatures that got up to about 20 above, and then, boy, by afternoon, late afternoon, they just crashed. Somewhere between 4 and about 5:30, we've got about a half inch of snow. It's a beautiful snow and, you know, covered everything. A half inch isn't very much, but it did cover everything. And then shortly after that, the winds moved in from the north and the temperatures just plummeted. And by midnight, we were below zero and, like I said, almost 20 below the next morning. Now, that new coating of snow, as I said, wasn't much, but it was enough to give a backdrop for tracks of animals. Mm-hmm. And usually when it gets real cold, the Thursday we were below zero all day, a lot of these critters just kind of waited out. Fascinating thing to note, on Wednesday night, I watch flying squirrels in large numbers almost every night. Well, Wednesday night, only one came out. All the rest of them, I guess, decided, it's too cold. I'm just going to stay home, even if it means I can't eat. But one of them did come. Last night, we had a few more. We had about five of them. Well, as a result, it's easy to think, well, there's no animals that are active. So yesterday, I took a walk. Now, this is more than 24 hours after the snow was covering everything. And I took a walk, and all the tracks were relatively new. Happened within the last day and a half. And once again, lots of critters out there, about a dozen of them. They were active. Now, it's kind of interesting to note the ones that were not there, and that was two of them that I had been watching a lot through January so far, and that is the muskrat out on lakes and swamps. I just don't normally see them in January, but they were out there almost every week until this cold. And the same way with the raccoon. Raccoons are another one that sleep through the real cold, and they were out there constantly. Well, this time they were not out there, but I did see a number of other ones. One of the ones of interest was the weasels. The weasels have been absent from previous weeks. I'm not sure if I just missed their tracks or whatever, but boy, they were certainly out there yesterday and then again this morning. Other things of note, I mentioned last time about the red poles coming to the bird feeders. They didn't show up until after the first of the year, but when they started to show up, they made quite a change. First one was seen on the 4th, then by the 6th, there were two. On the 11th, there were three. On the 13th, there were 20. And then on the 15th, that's last week Sunday, that number had grown to 30. And then by Monday, I counted 85.
Oh, my.
Now, that number has not gone beyond that. It's kind of fluctuated between 50 and 85 since then. But I think once they move in and those numbers, they're probably going to stay. And, boy, they are a beautiful addition to the late winter. A few goldfinches mixing with them. And then speaking of finches, there is this larger finch called a pine grosbeak that is occasionally at bird feeders. I haven't had them at bird feeders for a while, but they do show up in the region. And this week I saw a flock of about 20 of them. They were not at a bird feeder. They were at a tree of crab apples. Now, if you think about that for a while, any tree of crab apples by this time of winter, those apples are pretty frozen solid. And yet they were still there getting their nutrition. They feed regularly on things like that, so I guess they just get used to it. If it means a meal and if it means survival, you'll get used to it. I came by, and, of course, I got a little bit too close to them, and they flew off. And then a little while later, I came back, and they had returned. So, obviously, there was something there of note for them. A couple other things of note going on. You probably have been noticing the waning crescent moon that's been out in the early mornings. We are approaching now the new moon phase. And this past week, we passed the threshold of 9 hours of daylight. Mm-hmm. It's going to continue to get longer. And this next week, on the 24th, we will, for the first time since early November, have sunsets after 5 o'clock. So the days continue to get longer.
They do.
Yes. Enjoy late January.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30. Larry is a retired science teacher, twice named Teacher of the Year. He writes a weekly phenology column for a local newspaper. He presents updates on a couple of radio stations, and he's a regular contributor to Minnesota Conservation Volunteer. And quite a knowledgeable fellow about things happening out in the Northland.